Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
First up on our program this time is our usual information from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity has now dropped to a very, very low level. Latest information is that the figure is 121. That's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, 121. That's the lowest that's been recorded in several months. And the daily equivalent sunspot number has also fallen. That's down to 73. Now those figures are predicted to drop even further in the immediate future. The solar radio flux is predicted to fall to 115, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is expected to decrease to 66. So that's the information from the IPS concerning solar activity as we move through the final phase of solar cycle 24. Those low figures mean that high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 MHz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will not be very reliable in the weeks ahead, but on the other hand, daytime services on frequencies above about 14 MHz on long distance paths will be reasonably satisfactory. The 60 metre band has been giving good reception here in the Melbourne pre-sunrise period. This is a summary I made recently between 1730 and 1800, and these transmissions are mainly from Asia, Europe and, well, Central Asia mainly, Africa and Europe. And this is what was heard. 4765, the Tajik Radio Domestic Service in Tajikistan, broadcasting in the Tajik language. China National Radio Network 1, 4800 to closing at 1800. India, a number of Indian regional domestic stations were noted. These closed at 1740, that's the traditional sign-off time for All India Radio's home service broadcasts. And they were 4800, Hyderabad, 4810, Bhopal, 4860, Shimla, 4880, Lucknow, or some persons may like to pronounce it Lucknow, 4910, Jaipur, and 5040, Kolkata. That's the new name for what we used to know the place as Calcutta. So, several Indian stations on the 60 metre band. Now, also in the 60 metre band, further frequencies for China. These are all 1730 and all to 1800. 4820, the station at Lhasa, Zhejiang People's Broadcasting Service, Chinese program, signing off at 1805. And 4905, the same station in Lhasa, the Tibetan service, again signing off at 1805. And 4920, another frequency for Lhasa in the Tibetan, closing at 1805. And also from China, we have the regional station at Urumqi, that's on 4980, programs in the Uyghur language to closing at 1800, and 5060, also from Urumqi in Chinese, to closing at 1800. 4930, the Voice of America from Botswana. Quite good reception here in our mornings in English. And just up in frequency, 4950, Radio Angola, domestic service. And 5010, Radio Madagascar, also the domestic service. And finally, 5066, Radio Candip, the station in the Congo Democratic Republic, broadcasting in French. So, activity there in the 60 metre band, 5 megahertz band, between 1730 and 1800, pre-sunrise here in Melbourne, and good reception recently. Some information now concerning international broadcast schedules. Rwanda, Deutsche Welle, the relay station at Kigali, operated by Deutsche Welle, is proposed to be closed down on March the 28th. That's the end of the current B 2014 international transmission season. And the facilities there are planned to be completely dismantled soon afterwards. The broadcasts of the Kigali station mainly comprise Deutsche Welle broadcasts, but some transmissions are broadcast on the station via other international broadcasters on a leased basis. Deutsche Welle has indicated that after the close down, transmissions currently being transmitted from Kigali will be transferred to other relay stations for broadcast to Africa. This is the current schedule for Deutsche Welle prior to the close down from Kigali. 0730 to 0800 on 17800 in English to West Africa. 1300 to 1400 on 15275 and 17800 Hausa to West Africa. 1500 to 1600 on 9800 and 11800 Swahili to Central Africa. 1600 to 1700 on 9610 and 9800 in Amharic to East Africa. 1700 to 1800 two frequencies, 9800 and 17800 to West Africa in French. And finally, 1800 to 1900 two channels, 15275 and 17800 Hausa to West Africa. So that's the closing schedule for the Deutsche Welle relay station in Kigali for Deutsche Welle programs, and that schedule will be effective until the facility is closed down permanently on March 28th of this year. So we'll be saying goodbye to Deutsche Welle Kigali. And as I mentioned, the station's indicated that transmissions currently being broadcast from Kigali for Deutsche Welle will be transferred to other relay stations. There's information now concerning the BBC relay station at Ascension Island. The station uses 6 transmitters on shortwave, and some of these are on the air full-time, some are not. Between 1800 and 1900, the station uses the following frequencies. The 6 transmitters are all operating at the same time. On 11810, between 1800 and 2100 in English, 11785 in French, 1800 to 1830, and the French service is also on 11975, as well as 15105. And 15400 in English between 1700 and 2000, and 12065, the station broadcasts political programs from European organisation to Africa between 1800 and 1900. So that's the current schedule for the BBC Ascension Island Relay. All six transmitters are on the air schedule between 1800 and 1900 on the frequencies I mentioned.
And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.